Hello, my audio boo friends. It is 7:30 in the evening on a Monday. Can you all guess where I'm going? I'll give you a few seconds. I'm going grocery shopping, like I always do on Monday evenings. But this particular Monday, I have to battle. It's like going through a war zone. We had 30 centimeters of snow, as I mentioned this morning in my audio boo, and driving is rather difficult. I had to pull out the snow blower and dig out room for my truck and all that wonderful stuff. It's amazing to think, and I'm going to be videotaping later tonight a short segment. Hang on. Hang on there. I'll be right with you as soon as I can negotiate some of these treacherous. All right, so getting back to what I was saying, I'm going to do some video segments to show all the snow and post it up on my scooter motorcycle website because apparently there's only about 7 weeks left, as I mentioned this morning, to what could conceivably be the new riding season. Hard to believe that all the snow will be gone in 7 weeks. But it could in fact be all gone in 7 weeks. We will see. All right, so without further ado, my February challenge topics 6 through 10 for this evening are, and let's start with the first one, hair story. Do you have a hair story about something that happened to your hair? Well, being a guy, not really. I did get a perm when I was really, really young. Out of a whim, I told my mom that I didn't know what to do with my hair anymore, and she goes, well, why don't you give it a wave? So she did. She gave me a permanent, but it was a wave. And yeah, I remember it was kind of strange, actually. But yeah, that would be my hair story for, that would have been February 6th. February 7th, something you believed in. Something you believed in that you no longer believe in. Santa Claus? No. I still believe in Santa Claus. No, it was more like something you were really adamant about. I think that's what the premise of the February topic is. I used to be a big, big believer in Greenpeace. But over the years, they've used some tactics which I don't know they were all that kosher with me. So I suppose that would be one of them. And something else I believed in. I don't know. At the moment, I don't have anything. So that was the first thing that kind of popped in my head when I read the topic. Yeah, Greenpeace. Although I'm still very much an ecologist. You wouldn't say so with my car, but my truck. But that will change in due time. Give me a couple of years. I gotta put some money aside. All right, let's go to February 8th. Same religious beliefs. Do I have the same religious beliefs that I had when I was young? No. In fact, when I was young, I really didn't know what I believed in. I didn't have much spirituality at all. I mean, I grew up, you know, Roman Catholic, but I kind of went to church with my parents every now and then, but I wasn't a devout Christian. And today, how can I put this delicately? I live by devout Christian beliefs. And what I mean by that is not the belief necessarily in the Trinity and in God and, you know, he's sitting up on a mountain with a long white beard or something like that. I believe in the doctrine of being good to your fellow man. And I think that makes sense to love one another and to share. And we're all on this planet. We only have one. So why can't we just get along, right? That's what I mean by Christian doctrine, Christian belief, not necessarily, you know, going to church and the the host and all that stuff. Anyway, this is always a touchy subject with me, religion. I never really talk about it. So, you know what? You should be all honored that I even brought it up. Okay. So, what's the next topic? Next topic, please. Bring in another young man with industrial disease. Medicine cabinet. What is in your medicine cabinet? Wow. Oh boy. We got cough syrup and aspirin and Advil. Topical ointments galore. Polysporin. When we cut ourselves, it helps us heal. And I don't know how much time I've got left. Let me just check. Okay, I got 4 minutes. What else? Anti-acid pills, or antacid pills, rather. What else? Not bandages. We keep that in another cabinet. Vicks VapoRub. And that's it. See, all my prescription drugs, which I take a slew of, those are in the kitchen. They're in a safe place. Don't worry. They're in the kitchen. Because I got this routine now where I go to the cupboard every morning to take my pills. It has to be a routine because I can't forget them. Although I did buy myself a really nifty little container that goes on my... It's like a keychain, okay? Think of it as a keychain with a little container and it unscrews. And in there, I have a set of pills for one day, just in case, you know, I get stranded somewhere or I forget to take my pill in the morning. If I remember, this is going to sound really bad. If I remember that I've forgotten to take my pills, then I can take my pills when I get to work. There. Okay, and what's the last one? What favorite activity do you share with your family? On a regular basis, we don't really have any. I mean, we like to go out to restaurants. We do like to play Scrabble from time to time. Or maybe play some other board games. We have an old Wii. A Nintendo Wii that we sometimes play bowling and golf and a few other games like that. We watch some TV shows together, the occasional movie. Not really go out to movies though, probably more for the expense than anything else, but and sometimes just kibitzing and just, you know, having supper together and having a few laughs and that kind of thing. Sometimes we just talk. Yes, the lost art of talking, which apparently, according to my latest audio booze, I have no problem doing. And that is talking and laughing at myself, which is fine because, if, you know, if you laugh at yourself, then when other people laugh at you, should that the case be, then you don't feel so bad because you can laugh at yourself. So that's always a good thing. And that's it. I didn't really grab the last few. I'm getting these from Sassy Cat's web blog, so I really don't know where they're posted. I'm sure they're posted somewhere. So that's it. That's my February entries, 6 to 10, for this 13th of February. Which is one day before St. Valentine's Day, and I can't believe the mounds of snow that are here in the parking lot of the shopping center. I'm going to have to take a picture of these, if I can remember, before I leave. Because it is phenomenal, the amount of snow we got. And all seemingly overnight. Well, it actually did snow overnight. Not seemingly. All this snow did fall overnight. Okay. So thanks again for listening. As always, hope you guys are having a wonderful day, or evening, or decade, or whatever. Bye.